We are just days away from President-elect Trump's inauguration. Joining me by phone right now is Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with the latest on this Fox News poll about Trump's favorability. Tanya, thanks so much for joining me.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. So what is this new poll showing about Trump's favorability as well as his team?
Well, what it's showing is that according to the latest Fox News poll, he is the most popular he's ever been. These are his highest favorability ratings. As far as how he is handling the transition of from the Biden administration to his new administration, 52% of the voters who were polled approve of his handling of the transition. 46% disapprove. That is a reversal from what things looked like in 2017 in the run-up to his inauguration day. The poll also, there was a lot of information in here, and I'm going to hit some of the high points. It also found that by a 13-point margin, more voters viewed his victory in November as a referendum on President Biden and Vice President Harris, their policies and performance, rather than a validation of Trump's policies. Now, when you're talking about the transition, and like I said, there's 52% approval for how he's handling that, part of that, obviously, is his the policy proposals that he's spoken about so far and how those look as far as, you know, what which ones people are supporting the most. According to this poll, which was just released on Wednesday, voters overwhelmingly support the deportation of either all illegal immigrants, 30% of voters did that, or at least those accused of crimes, 59% of voters said that. Majorities also favor ending daylight saving time, as well as extending the 2017 tax reform law. There were smaller numbers of support over taking over the Panama Canal. That's 42% in favor of that. 42% were also in favor of imposing tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and 41% favored investigating those who prosecuted Trump. Now, the least popular policy proposal he's put forward yet is purchasing Greenland, 37%. Are in favor of that. When you look at the issues and what voters are, you know, what their level of concern over certain issues are, the one that was far and away, you know, larger than any of the other ones was 89% said inflation, and said that they're extremely or very concerned about inflation. That's just, you know, some of the high points. I don't want to overwhelm people with numbers, but those are some of the big ones that really stood out to me.
Yeah, and the inflation, that doesn't surprise me at all, because we kind of knew throughout the campaign trail that that was a big issue, and Trump really capitalized on it. I'm thinking about him standing with that table full of groceries, really connecting with people on the fact that everything is costing more.
Yeah, this was a big deal, one of the big planks in the platform that he campaigned on. So that does still make sense that voters would still be, you know, concerned about that. And as I do every time I talk about one of our polls, I will also direct you to our website, foxnews.com. If you look under our polling section, we've got a whole section under our politics section of polls. The most recent one, also the ones that have been done before, so you can kind of compare and contrast and see what's going on. When you look at the stories, you will also see some like brightly colored graphs and charts that make it really easy to kind of understand, you know, what's going on with these numbers. This particular poll, and I always like to tell people where their news comes from. This poll was done by our polling team. It is, you know, we have a polling team that's I would put them up against anybody's, honestly. We also have, you know, a Democrat pollster and a Republican pollster on our team. It was done between the 10th and the 13th of January. They talked to a sample of live interviews with 922 registered voters that were randomly selected from a national voter file. This was not, when we talk about our Fox News polls, these are not, you know, website polls that anybody can vote in or, you know, call in and give your opinion. These are, you know, actual polls. And I would like to say one other thing about that. When you see one of our polling stories, if you go to the bottom of it, usually it's at the bottom, it'll say click here for cross tabs and top line. If you click on that, you will actually get to see all of the data from this poll. And I do mean all. There's every kind of demographic that they break it down into. They also show you exactly how these questions were worded. Sometimes that's a big question of, well, how did they put this to the
right?
You know, did they try and put this in some way that you can see exactly what they said and exactly how the questions are worded? So the transparency, like I said, I would put, you know, Dana Blanton and her team up against anybody, because they do a really good job of being transparent of how the polls were done and all the information that goes with it.
Well, thank you, Tania, for giving us that tip, so that if we want to expand on all of this, we know now where to go. And I have to say, with these numbers, that's got to be giving Trump and his team some momentum as they are inching closer to the start of that second term for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very busy time. I mean, the confirmation hearings are going on as we speak. You know, they've got a lot of things to do at one time to hit the ground running on Monday, which he has already, you know, assured everybody that, you know, at 12:01, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and he's had 4 years to kind of plan and strategize and prep, so no doubt he is just ready to get things rolling. Well, Fox News Radio's Tania J. Powers, thanks so much for giving us an inside look at this really interesting poll.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Take care.